This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purolator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purolator. Keep it purring.
Hey, you guys.
Hi, we're going to podcast, you
guys. We're going to podcast. Thanks for coming to the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast.
Just so that you know, we were basically podcasting and we weren't recording just right now, because these are just conversations that we have.
Yeah, and we sit across from each other, which is nice, because in the playroom videos, we sit next to each other.
Yeah.
So now we sit across from each other and it's very much like a therapy session. If it's up to Jen, it's
you know
a therapy
what?
Session.
I actually read this thing that it's better to sit next to somebody. Like, if the reason, like, you have all these deep conversations in the car, especially with men, and why, okay, because when we were cave people.
It's my favorite reference as to how this all happened evolutionarily. Yeah.
When we were cave people, if you were like tete to tete, you know, if you were head to head, eye contact, that's a predatorial thing. And men are so, like, into.
They feel like they're not going to be vulnerable.
Yes.
As much eye
they
to
let
eye.
Their guard down. Somebody being next to you means they trust you. That's why men like go to a game together.
Yeah.
And they at war, you know, they're next to each other. They're not, you know, so.
Like, I think it's because they secretly kind of want to kiss each other, but they just feel weird about it. So
obviously.
They don't look
I know.
Eye
they've been
to
told
eye.
For a long time not to kiss, but they want to.
They kind of want to hold
you
a kiss.
You know what?
They wrestle because they want to kiss.
Yeah. They want to kiss. And they do feel like they shouldn't, so they just touch butts a lot.
Yeah,
and
they
grab
just
each other's nuts.
Grab each other's, do the flick of the, like,
yep.
Wiener
the
shot.
Tap, tap. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what we do? We just hold hands and kiss. So like women are like, they've got it figured out, but men are like, oh, I can't. This feels too weird because it feels great.
But sometimes I will just walk up and smack Kristen in the boobs.
Yeah, that makes me laugh really hard.
Like a throwing.
Yep. Or I give you a credit card swipe, whoop, up here.
Up
your cheeks.
Hole.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
And it should be like that, because that means that you have love in your life.
That's right. But we're looking at each other right now.
we're lost in each other's eyes.
We are. And we have these really ridiculous, like, we're landing plane headphones on.
You know I love these. They make me feel very official.
I know.
I feel like I'm about to, like, be a sports announcer. This is my favorite thing.
She's Liz Lemon on 30 Rock now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hello. Yeah. Okay. Sold. Sold.
We're talking about, well, this isn't the topic of the show, but this is what you happened into was Kristen's learning guitar, you guys.
Yeah, I'm having, listen, here's what I think. I think everybody's allowed to have a midlife crisis, and I think that you can have one
How
and it
dare
be positive.
You? Yeah.
Well, Jen's having her birthday, and although she is not midlife.
What?
Yet,
what are you smiling for? I'll punch that smile.
I'm not looking at you. I want to feel like I'm in a safe space and I'm not going to get murdered.
Here, let's say it's side. We're
sideways.
Turning to the side so that we're,
side
yeah,
say,
we trust
perhaps
each other.
Jen has dipped her toe into a midlife situation. I'm not saying she has. I'm saying it's her birthday and perhaps she is getting in involved in a midlife situation.
Well, let me say that in the 80s, this would have been considered a midlife situation because everybody did coke and smoked.
Yeah.
But I absolutely plan on living to be like 108, 110. Yeah. So I think not, a midlife crisis can
be a good thing. I think when women have a midlife crisis, they want to better themselves. When men have a midlife crisis, they buy a stupid car and they want to bang 22-year-olds and they have to buy medicine for their wiener. So
they,
like,
they put a little Just for Men in their hair.
Yeah. And I get, you know what? When I see a guy trying that hard, I'm like, hey, man, I get it. Like, there is, like, this struggle to maintain, like, what you feel like being young is. But I think that the most important thing is to constantly feel like you got more to show. Like, you haven't, what do you always say? Yeah. Like, we haven't done our biggest thing yet.
Yeah.
Oftentimes when we talk about comedy, I'm just going to get distracted with my ADD and talk about Jen's nails. They look so cute.
I did them yesterday. Yeah, there's glitter in them.
They are very fancy.
Sometimes I do, I'll pick my nail polish color entirely based on whether my grandmother would like it. And that's
a very grandma-centric color.
Yeah.
It's almost a mauve, which I didn't know we were back into there.
I don't know if we are.
80s.
I wanted to get like a lavender.
It's so cute. No. This is very like.
And so I got this one.
Call back to your grandma.
Totally. She was anything like purple.
Well, and she's a perfect example. Like, I think when when we age, obviously there's things that sort of tell you are a different age than you were. Like, for me, when I go to like a hard workout class and I'm dying and like I realize if I were 20 years younger, this wouldn't be as hard. I wouldn't have as much. Like, I'm taking ibuprofen preventatively. Like, I have a hangover in the last 8 days. Like, I literally drink a glass of red wine, and the next day I'm like, oh, my acid reflux.
So Kristen and I are going to go to a resort for our first ever. You can believe this, first ever girls trip. We haven't been on one before. Kids.
Together, without kids, without doing a show, without work, just to get away. Ever.
We've got her in a Leo trifecta.
I'm a Sagittarius, and Sagittarians and Leos make for the best friendship.
We're going Leo, Leo, Leo.
I know, and I'm a Sag. I'm hoping that, you know.
You can get a word in edgewise.
No, I'm absolutely going to be all y'all's running girl. I will go do whatever you need me to do. You're going to boss me around. It's going to be great.
There's going to be three team captains.
Yeah. And me just doing sprints. For the first time in my life, I will have to make no decisions. I will just be, I'll be like, okay, I'll get us more drinks. Okay, I'll get us an app. Whatever anybody wants. It's going to be great.
It's funny because the three Leos that are there are Leos in very different ways that I think is really funny, which is why I probably get along with them well, which is where it's like, we should, if I were to say like, we should go to Red Lobster for dinner, both of them would be like, that's a great idea. You know what another great idea is? This other place that I found. So let's all talk about, like,
everybody would get their phones and they're like, let me check the website. Let me see what the Yelp reviews are.
They're really nice, bossy people.
Yeah, they're really nice, bossy people.
The most congenial, bossy people.
Yeah, ever. I just have an emotional reaction to anything that I'm like against. Like, Jen wanted to put, can't even talk about it. You guys, I just got a new guitar.
I want a monogram, you guys.
She wanted to put a fucking craft K on it. Yeah. She wanted to put K on my guitar.
Like a real...
My brand new guitar.
I don't see what's wrong with it because I could probably get one that would come off and it would be pink and sparkly.
No.
And it'd be like Laverne kind of writing.
Put it on the case. I barely am okay with that. Don't touch it.
No, that's a soft case.
Don't touch it.
It wouldn't last. But
Stay in your lane.
I am going to get you like a... I'm going to have some mom make you a guitar strap that's got your name on
it. That would be very cool. And then I mom so hard guitar looking, strap. I'm and gonna... then I would just cry the whole time because I would be so touched. But
what if we put it on the body part, like the side
I'm
part?
I'm going to kill you. If you touch that guitar with any of your crafting crap, I will literally lose my mind. I will have a fit. Just so you know.
I believe that.
Okay. Okay. Back to Leos. How they're bossy but nice.
Okay. Here's another Leo. Here's another Leo is that my... Okay. My father-in-law, Leo.
Husband,
Leo.
My sister.
Your sister. Yeah, her birthday's yesterday, right?
Leo. Okay. Happy birthday, Megan.
I forgot to tell her happy birthday. Oh. So my father-in-law, Kristen, has a big crush on him.
Not unattractive.
They're moving, and so Lexi sent all of this stuff, like, from their house to Britt, and one of them was him being on the cover of, like, Westchester magazine.
Is that running. The one with him on the beach? Because I was like, oh, no, that was him on in Greece. I look at too many pictures of your father.
I have never seen this photo. Oh, God, no, that one. Woo. He does look really cute.
Jiminy. I was like, oh.
So he's
how
like.
How creepy is this? I just. Bridgerton myself, it's fine.
You know what, he invites it because anytime you're around or my friend Laura's around, he's like, oh, a brunette with light eyes.
He completely called me one time when you guys were all together and he was like, you know, I've got a motorcycle, and I was like, quit it.
Yeah, he is the biggest flirt in the world. But so there's this picture of him like 40. He's 40. Don't drink that candle.
I know.
Drink this beer. You said you were going to.
I keep picking up a weird candle holder
and a light and a
hold on, hear this.
Here it is.
Yeah, although this is what
she really got her nose really turned up at that Coors Light that I first handed her.
This is outdoor fare.
Yeah. That, you know, this is my lucky drink when I'm at a casino is Coors Light.
Guys, how many tangents can we go in?
Okay.
We're going to make it full circle.
I'm going to tie it back. So I got to have Casey go get this magazine that's on the kitchen counter later. I'll show. Well, no, we should
show
it for
the end.
Podcast
Instagram.
You know what?
Let's
hot
put on
flash.
The...
He'll be our hot flash.
Oh, God. Now I'm going to be weird about it.
Because, okay, so it's him when he's like 40, black mustache, totally white hair.
Yeah.
He went white so early.
Start to gray? Like, because my uncle's all gray, and he started going gray at 18.
Yeah.
Came back from Vietnam, was 100% gray.
Interesting. And stress will do that, actually.
I've heard that. That
traumatic
breaks
events
my heart.
And stuff. I know. Yeah. So, and he was a fighter pilot in Vietnam, so maybe, I don't know. But Britt.
Well, your husband is.
Britt is over. Gray, and his is obviously from me. Like, no, he was gray when I met him. He thinks he was blonde.
Remember him being blonde for what feels like 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's when his hair is dirty, it looks kind of blonde.
I remember when you guys met, and I had inadvertently met him earlier that day at an audition, and I knew that you were talking about that. I remembered his name, too, because I was like, that's a interesting name, like Britt. Like,
who names their kid Brittany?
I'm sure during Brittany. The audition, I was in my head like, what name is that? Oh, what is that? Is that Britain, like England? Line? What?
Man, why do you look confused?
Yeah, they're like, you're really smelling something bad right now. I'm like, nope, doing math in my brain. But he was, I remember he had blonde hair, and then it was like the next day, he was gray.
So
at your wedding, he was blonde.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on the light. He does have some dark in there, but so our son keeps telling him he wants him to dye his hair. And I'm like...
I would laugh so hard.
I kind of want him to... You know, he loves a joke. I don't want him to, like, make himself into a joke, but I think it would be really funny to see him, like...
Okay, I derailed you. You were talking about your father-in-law going gray, and he had a black mustache. He's in a Ventura magazine.
They lived in Westchester. So it's like this real like bougie magazine that's like getting people into running or something like that. This episode or this edition of the magazine is. And it says on there that he runs 10 miles a week. And he was furious because he runs
10 miles a day.
He runs 100 miles a week.
Yeah.
Because he was a marathon runner. So it was, but I'm going to show it to you. It's adorable. It doesn't not relate because I feel like if my husband were having a midlife crisis, then he would dye his hair because guys do that. I mean, women get to do it and it's big deal.
I can see why people have this quote unquote, well, that is not me tooting. That is the chair. I was going to say like loss of bodily control. Is that happening and I can't control it anymore? Because that's funny if I was just sitting here tooting as I was talking about midlife crisis.
Yeah. Everything else works fine. It's just your sphincter.
Yeah, it's just my sphincter. If that was it, I'd be fine with it. Like, if that was the only thing that gave out, I'd be like, all right, I can deal with that.
I feel like you could get that fixed, too.
Or just wear tight pants. Like, I would just button it up. But I do feel you're like, went somewhere.
Honestly, you want to know where I went? Yeah. I don't want to bring us on another tangent, but I had so much detox tea last night that I had a nightmare about crapping my pants.
Are you going to go poop right now?
No.
Okay.
I wish. I'll get up and go.
She's
because
real backed up.
I'm really like...
It's going to explode on the girls' trip. You're going to be so relaxed having a cocktail and then it's... But it doesn't matter because you'll be
at
the pool.
As long as it's not on the plane.
Yeah, well. On that crappy little plane that like we're going to puddle jump into. They better not take my... I'm so sorry. That is my husband calling.
We hit a bit of turbulence, but evidently it's just a woman back in 16B.
Hold on.
Who took too much detox tea.
Hi, Colin. You are on the podcast and on speaker.
KQQQR. From Studio City.
Okay, Bits. Bits, not welcome. What can I do you for?
I could do this all day long, by the way.
Okay, I know, babe, but what do you need?
I was just double-checking your schedule, because I was confused. I thought you were podcasting here, and you weren't here, so I didn't know what happened to you. So that's what I was calling about.
Okay, we're doing...
I thought you might have gotten bucked from a horse or something.
Nope, not yet.
Hey, Colin, are you at an aviary? Because there's a lot of birds around you.
Oh, no, my kids are watching... Snow White.
Oh, yeah, scary.
Colin, quick question. If you were having a midlife crisis, what would you do?
That's a great question. I've already known people who've gotten tattoos in the midlife crisis.
Oh.
Obviously, cars are really cliche. I don't know.
Come on, man. Make it. Give us
something. No, it's great. He hasn't thought about it. That's wonderful.
He will not go through a midlife crisis. He's just been in crisis since he was 18.
He doesn't seem like...
He does not have a midlife crisis. He's like, life passes by and then we die. Do you want a different girlfriend?
I just want to be alone.
Okay. Goodbye. Love you.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't. I'm not having a midlife crisis that I'm worried about death because that is my literal number one fear. Oh. I'm having.
You've been having that forever.
Yeah, it's literally the thing that I want to talk about the least is the end of life. Like I start thinking about it. I literally just got super hot now.
Yeah,
I'm freaking out. My bigger thing is like, I just want to like thread the needle between now and when life starts to get harder because of age and like not. Stop myself from trying new things because I feel like I can't do it or my brain doesn't work as well. And that's why like all of a sudden I've had this like I'm fully in it. Like got my hair cut. I'm trying to look more like a rocker instead of like I just want to feel different than I have. And I started riding horses and I'm at the horse stables and I've started playing the guitar simply. God bless. Stop texting me. Now you know he's texting me.
It sounds like you're just becoming Dan Fogelberg. That's what it sounds like, Kristen.
I think I'm going through something. I don't want to quit the guitar ever. I'm obsessed.
There have been fishes in the ocean. Ocean.
Now learn that to play sounds that? Old. No. I want to learn how to play Taylor Swift.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that song, which is in old person song.
Hey, how dare you?
You have some old people tastes that I'm not into.
Since day one.
Yep.
Since day one. I have no shame about that.
No,
you
no,
guys.
No. You're going to bridge into the next level, like, so ready. You're going to be the only person I know that's like, bring out the windsuits, you guys. They've been hanging up, waiting to be worn. I need a big, large brimmed hat.
Are you kidding me? I too have like started doing some things, because when you do start to notice that you're getting older, you go one of two ways. You like give into it, or you do fight it a little bit. And you can fight it with like a little bit of like, I hate the word class, because that's not fair really.
Well,
either.
I agree with you though, because it's like, what's the fight? What are you going to do? Like, you go in and you can't buy it back. You can't get it back. So no, you got to like start now.
Well, if there were a way, I would.
100%.
Yeah. But I definitely feel like I want to stave off the feeling of being old for a long time. So I think probably now I'm in better shape than I've ever been, like a stronger.
Yeah.
Like physically. And I want that to keep going.
Yeah, like, because you don't want to be like wrecked in your later years. But I'm living in the here and now, man. I'm like, the second I stop thinking that I can do something, my dad has an expression like, don't let the old man in. Like, ooh, the second I stop thinking that I can't learn something or like surprise myself, then I'm done.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how old I am. If I feel like I can't surprise myself, then it's all over for me. That's how it's got to be that way for me. That's why I'm like we're really excited. We're going back on tour. And I really love our show. I really do.
It's really fun.
It's really funny. I think there's so much. It's a lot of freaking work. And it's such good. I think it's so good for your brain. Like, I always say, like, it doesn't matter where you are. If there's an open mic somewhere, go try stand-up comedy. Do something to surprise yourself, because it won't kill you. And don't do anything that will kill you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not riding a bucking bull. I'm not going into rodeo. I know that will kill me. But I am going to take riding lessons, because horses make me feel like I'm next to God. Like, I want more of that. I want more outdoor life. I want more music. I want to feel a little bit rock and roll. And also, it makes me feel fucking cool when I carry my guitar that I can only play 5 chords on.
Sorry, I just coughed.
Oh, it's boy. Not... Here we go. Speaking of, you want a lozenge?
No,
you
I know.
You want a lozenge?
I will, though. As soon as I get, like, because I read this article about this woman that was, like, 114 or something. She lived in France. And when she turned 80 or something, she started smoking again, which I could think is baller.
Yeah, you're like, hey man, I made it this far.
I know.
I'm already past the statistic. I'm literally going against what they're trying to teach.
She's like, well, I probably got a couple years left. Flash forward to a whole prison life sentence. Yeah. She's like,
what am I still doing here? Did these help?
Yeah.
Like, what have I done?
What do I do now? Yeah. Heroin? What am I gonna like?
Whatever you want
harder
at that point.
And that's what I think about, like, that maybe this is the way that I feel, is I care a little less what people think, and I want to like who I am and what I'm doing more.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking love holiday decorations to a fault. And my husband is like, we are going to need to build on a wing to store these.
Which would, like, be your dream?
Honestly, it would. I would brag about, I'm going to get one of those things, you know, those like little, you know, sheds that you put in your backyard.
Yeah,
but it's just going to be holiday.
I feel like it'll have like hydraulics, and it'll be like, bring up the second floor. It'll be like one of those fancy like car collector kits,
yes,
but it'll be like, we're in the autumn genre. Can we bring up that floor, please?
Yep. I want that. So
I have like 4 pumpkins, and I'm like, just put them up there. They'll be good
makes
for
me
5 seasons.
It's old lady-ish. I get it. But when I was getting my nails done the other day, it was like 3 of us in the nail salon, and one of them was this 80-year-old lady who had her hair dyed totally red. She was getting like the longest nails you've ever seen in your life. And then her pool guy called, and she couldn't hear him unless he was on the loudest level of speakerphone ever. And I was dying laughing. 2 people went up to her to tell her, like, you can't, you're bothering everybody talking to your pool guy. And she could not hear them. And I was like, get
hey,
it,
man.
Girl. You live your life.
You do.
You're too old to care, man. You got to, you.
I think I'm going to be the saltiest old lady, and I'm going to be fine with it. I kind of want everyone to be like, don't go by Lady Hensley's house.
Yeah.
She'll swat you with a broom. And then they just have me, misjudge me, and then I end up being super awesome, and yeah. I have a great
you
garden.
You save the town and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, I save the yeah. town. I'm writing it out. I'm just
You're going for
out.
Boo Radley? Is
yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
What
well,
you hope
well,
to be
well, in? Well, no, I would like to go for Boo Radley. I'm going to have a boob job that's going to be fantastic.
Boob Radley.
I'm going to go Boob Radley.
Okay, got you it. Know? Yeah.
Just that's... like, I just want to be like, I'm going to be like, you think I'm a crypt keeper, but I'm really hot.
Case in point, what? Martha Stewart.
Holy bananas. I didn't know she's 80.
80 years old. And I think she looks better now than she did like 15 years ago.
Well.
What's she doing? She's got to deal with the devil.
I did see like Jennifer Lopez too. Like she's on this yacht. She's like showing off her bod. I did appreciate. I saw this doctor who did a TikTok and he did a side by side. And it was a friendly reminder that he was like, do you know how she's got this body?
It's not natural. It's money. She's got help. Yeah,
she's money. Got money.
Yeah.
And it's her full time job. Whoops. It sounds like I'm tooting. I'm not.
Oh, I really did think that was a fart.
Listen, it's not. Mine are bassier.
So those chairs, I redid the dining room a little bit, and they used to rattle, and I had Brit tighten them, so maybe they're too tight. I don't know.
I don't know, but I think we all need to play, is that Kristen tooting or the chair? Because I can...
I know where I'm putting my money.
Well, what can I say? What can I say? I hope for us, I think one of the greatest parts about doing I Mom So Hard is that you and I always get to be sort of like creatively stimulated. And that's, I would imagine if you're living somewhere in the Midwest in a small town, like it might feel hard to find that. And I'm from there. Like I'm from a small country town. And so I often think about like, what would it be like if I were still in Central City and I had this like ache to do something creative? And I just feel like there's a lot of opportunity out there, especially with the advent of iMovie and your phone or TikTok, or even if you go past that, like self-publishing a book or doing stand-up at a nearby town. Like there's always something to be done. It's just whether or not you want to take that risk. And risk is so scary. Like, it's on anything. If going in and asking for a promotion, or it's deciding to put your jewelry on Etsy, or going to, like, there is real fear. And as we get older, I think that fear becomes much bigger.
Yeah.
That's why everybody like starts to hide their jewelry and shit when they get past like 80. They're like, I'm going to put it in the walls.
Yeah. My husband always says like people's lives get small. So like little things start to feel really big.
I was given a compliment one time that I thought was the worst thing I'd ever heard. Two things. The first one is the thing that hurt my feelings. Somebody said to me,
Larry,
God damn it. That's the first thing.
Okay.
He pointed out that I had a mustache when I was very young and at the pool, and it was a lot of sunshine, and I had dark hair on my lip. None in my pits and none in my hoo-hina.
Let's look that guy up on Facebook, see how great he's doing now.
Well, he's still pretty handsome.
Good for you.
Well, fine. He was just being a 14-year-old, dude that said, like, why do you have a mustache? We're off point.
Totally.
The one that hurt my feelings is I remember I was in my young 20s and somebody said to me, they said something in the vein of, I feel like you're going to hit your stride in your 40s. And I was... That's a very strange thing to say to somebody. And I was like, either that was that I was highly immature, correct, or that I was sort of figuring myself out, totally true, or that I on some level, it's kind of the best thing you could hear is like that I was going to like kind of grow into myself a little bit.
Yeah.
It was a very strange compliment. I know that person didn't mean to hurt my feelings, but they did. But then now I think about that and I'm like, that's kind of the greatest. I remember it and I go, okay. So I'm not out of this game.
No.
I'm only, and like you said, I just don't give a shit anymore. So now I have like this unveiled confidence that's like, I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think.
I don't have time to deal with it. And no concern to deal with it.
I'm going to play the guitar like an asshole until I sound good.
Women are the happiest and most confident in their 40s.
Yeah.
Which I totally believe. It's funny because when I was about 26 or 27, so just a couple weeks ago.
Three years ago at best.
My friend Mandy, who I would say knows me best, you and she know me the best. When I was in LA, I was having a phone call conversation. I still remember where I was driving to on my big, huge bag phone.
Oh,
you know, my
car phone. Did you have one of those?
No. It was a regular.
Because that's hilarious.
It was probably a BlackBerry.
The only person I know knew with one of those was when they were funeral director. I don't know why a funeral guy has to have one of those, but I thought it was amazing.
I don't know.
And it costs like $18.
I did have a car with a car phone, but I was like, I don't have $14 a month to pay
yeah,
this.
Yeah, who has that?
No.
Okay, so you're in your car, you're with your
and
BlackBerry.
She, Mandy said, because I was telling her like, I do want to get married and have kids. And like at this point, so many of my friends
in the
Midwest. I
know that 26 in Nebraska, that is feels like
they
that
were married
ship
and they
has
had
sailed.
Kids. Yeah, and she said, I don't know if you know what you want out of life more than anyone I've ever met, or if you don't know what you want more than anyone I've ever met.
Oh, my God.
And I really, you know.
That would mess me up. I'd be like, what does that mean?
I mean, she doesn't just randomly say shit. She's like a thoughtful person. And yeah. I was like, huh.
She was saying, go to LA.
I think I know what I want more than anyone else. And like now, this many years later, I wanted the best of both worlds. I wanted to have a family and I wanted to like have my fun and do comedy and stuff like that. And I got it.
Yeah.
I just had to like
wait it out.
I had to risk and like do it. And if you haven't done that in your life yet and you're starting, like your kids are teenagers and you got more time on your hands, God darn, do it.
You have more to offer the world.
It's not pioneer days. We're not dying when we're 40. We're like...
Yeah, we're getting started.
Yeah.
And you know what? Now you'll go to the pool and you'll wear whatever swimsuit you want because who cares?
You're
going to go into a workout class and you're not going to be the best at it and you won't care.
You'll laugh. Like, yeah.
You're going to enjoy these risks more now because you've experienced failure on some level. It doesn't kill us. It doesn't kill us.
Yeah.
There is nothing that feels worse than failing on stage. And yet you
still doesn't kill you.
It still doesn't kill you. You're like, huh, that I that was the most painful experience. And yet I'm okay.
So like, back to the caveman days.
Yes, please.
When you are, our fear of public speaking, our fear of like being on stage, being judged, whatever, is fear that like you'll be ostracized from your group.
Wait, so there was stand-up comedy in the caveman days and they were like, your hot five is awful, literally a saber-tooth tiger.
That's what I always mean.
Kill you.
That's what I mean to tell you is that you're going to come you're going to come into your own at 40 BC. Like,
oh, good. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know what you were doing there. You were
40,000 years ago is
throwing
when
down some numbers that I was like, what? Playing fast and loose, Smedley?
I'm not going to give away your age.
I'm in my
37
is 37
is
a perfectly
respectable
age.
But fuck, what was I saying?
You were saying caveman days. Back to the caveman days.
You're scared of taking a risk that's like outside of what everybody else is doing. Because in your head, it's like, I'm going to be ostracized from the group. And that means you die. You get killed by a tiger.
I'm just a big beacon for everybody to get eaten by something. They're like, she's got to go. She's got to go.
If there were a horror movie and we were hiding from vampires, Kristen would go like,
and I'd be like, I'm nervous, you guys. I'm nervous. My spastic bowel is happening. Whoosh, they'd kill me.
You gotta fight that caveman instinct.
Like, you're going to be able to like put together a fire with two stones because you saw a YouTube tutorial on it.
Yeah.
Kristen might
fart, but she also has a wooden stake in her back.
That's
to
right.
kill a vampire
don't
with.
Don't even. I do because I learned to whittle. That's my next step. That's my next step. But I will say like, okay, so I got to pick up the guitar, which is really fun. And I like music. I've been around music, but I was always intimidated. But now because we're doing it in the show, I have a goal and I have a reason.
She's good at it.
And I love it. I'm obsessed. But it is interesting because I'm like, oh my God, my hands won't do what they're supposed to do. My brain and my hands. But I don't think that's age. It's just inexperience. But here's what I do know. Because I am older and I'm into it and I like goals, I know how I learn. So like, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to learn from a chords chart. Like, that's all great. And I should have it, you know, like a theory. I'm going to learn the same way my kids learn, which is like, play it for me. Let me get inspired. Let me hear it. Let me try it back.
Yeah.
And then apply that to actual chords and whatnot. Like, break it down. I'm a backwards learner. I've always been. I see everything big picture. And then you break it down for me as opposed to systematically going from A to B to C to D and E.
Yeah, that's me.
You're a backwards learner. You're
I
all,
am?
Well...
Because I feel like I need to read about it, write a short dissertation.
I think you're probably a little bit of both. That's why you picked up editing so fast, which is a skill unto itself. Like, oh my God. Editing is so hard. And Jen was like, I'll just learn it on a YouTube tutorial real quick. And I tried. I was like, well, if she can do it, I can do it, right? And then I tried it. And I was like, I'll do the business part, okay? In our partnership.
It's not, you can't do it. It's like, it's a tedious thing.
Yeah,
you
it's don't very like hard. I don't like tedium. But that's what's important is at a certain age, you've known yourself. And like, whether you're a mom that's been like, you know, staying at home with the kids, you've learned shit along the way. Or you're working in a career job and you're like, I want to try something new. You've got those skills. You've learned them whether you want to or not. So like, when you talk about like taking a chance and we're not pioneer women, it's so true because like you're going to do more than you ever thought you could simply because you know yourself better.
Yeah.
So you're not a 21-year-old. And if you are, God bless you. And you, God, just go get in a bikini and be done with it already. Like stop thinking you don't look good.
You don't need to know anything. Yeah.
You don't need to know anything. And I want to put your blood in a vial and drink it and, if that was a thing that would take off some ears, every 21-year-old needs to watch out.
Hold on. I'm going to make sure I don't have a steak in my bag right
Hold
now.
Hold on, you guys. Jen's worried about her safety right now because she's only 21.
Oh, yeah, because I'm so young, you
she's
guys.
She's only 21. I would, though, if someone had, if that was
No, I would steal somebody's youth. I don't care.
Yeah, I would be like, if you could
not
like,
above that.
Do witchery and like just drive by. I wouldn't take all of it, but I would take, I'd be like, you're going to waste these next 8 years. Let me have them.
Yeah. You know what? I wasted definitely 8 years. If I could turn back down.
I think maybe that's what I'm doing because I'm so mad at myself. If you could go back.
It's youth is wasted on the young. Yeah. That's what it means.
But what would be one major thing that you would tell, you would just do different? If you could do a redo, what would you do differently?
Oof. You know I'm going to get way too.
Oh God. No. Are you going to go emotional?
Emotional? No, but I do feel like, I just wish I would have like told my younger self that I was perfect the way I was.
Yes.
And then lived life from that, not feeling like I needed to be better or different or impress somebody.
Man, isn't that the weirdest, like, what do you call that? Not an oxymoron, a dichotomy where you are young and you're as not as good as you're going to get, but you're as energetic and healthy and as you're going to be, yet you have no confidence. So then you get that confidence when you're in your 40s and you would give anything to like throw some of that back to like when you're 25. Yeah. You're like, hey, be future you. I hope if anybody is young and hot and listening to this that they're like, I don't feel good about it. This guy didn't text me. My feelings are hurt. I'd be like,
God.
Get a little fuck you in ya, sister. And like,
heck yeah.
Don't deal with that guy anymore. Like, you deserve so much. Treat yourself like you're a queen.
Yeah, I still don't get that. I'm never going to get that. I'm never going to understand the why women at a certain age are like, I'm into this guy because he's not into me. Like, I just want to like
shake
slap
him.
Them and be like, listen, like,
we're too,
man.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You can have someone who's into you and it feels better.
Yeah.
If you heard my husband earlier on this podcast, he's so into me.
He's
that it's glowing. This is what you get. Somebody says, I'd rather be alone.
Well, we met our husbands when we were older, and I tell you what, my husband would like lay down his life for anything I ever wanted.
Yeah,
like,
he helps really us would. All the time. And like, so does my husband. He just has an attitude about it. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm not saying mine's free.
Nobody's
clear.
It's not Frank. There's no
As
Frank.
I drink some more wine.
Yeah, more wine, more wine. What was I going to say? Mine. I think what my thing is, I could go back to my younger self. I would say, like, this is so specific. Join a hiking group.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know I was going there.
Yeah. Well, okay. Join a hiking group.
You just like the boots.
I love the boots.
You like the
They're
boots.
They're so
like
comfortable,
the
and they look good on my legs. It's like I'm unstoppable in that attire.
Yeah.
I want to go on a hiking trail, like a legitimate one. Like I want to go like where there's like 15 days
like
in the wilderness,
Pacific
Coast Trail.
Yeah,
yeah. I want that, but then I want like 8 hot guys that all want to get with me. I want it to be like a romantic, not anyway, we're going off.
Okay.
I would tell myself like go have some experiences. Don't just focus on being in LA and working. And like, I was so scared that I was going to like fail and have to move home, that I didn't let myself do a lot of things that I think I would just really like to do that make you a better person and make you have a fuller experience. And I just think I was just drunk too much. And I was...
Well, there's something to be said for...
But I don't take that back because I think those are formative years, like when you're living in shame. But I do think... I would go back and say, like, hey, you can have a good time and do this, have these other goals. Like,
yeah,
be diverse as a person. And I didn't know that. And I'm so regretful because I'm sure there would have been so many hot guys on that trail.
Yeah.
Just think if I would have, like hooked up with a hot hiker.
Well, yeah, you could. Yeah.
You know I would.
It wasn't a sure thing. You would probably, you know what? I think you would have hooked up with any hiker. I think
that's true.
Probably
when you'd
have been
there,
feeling the
really,
moment and it might not have mattered.
Yeah, you're right.
But I don't want to like...
I would have been the easiest.
There's not... I think about this all the time. Like, I am a person that should have a lot of regrets. And for whatever reason, 10 years ago, I was feeling them full, like not sleeping at night kind of deal.
Same.
I tell you what, now I don't give a shit. Like, come at me.
I think it's because I don't remember most of them.
Well, I'm there's like, that too.
Did I... sleep with that guy or
I think I know what one of the big differences, not to bring the mood down a little bit, but when my dad died, he was almost 80, and that guy didn't want to go because he was still having a really good time. He was like, I still feel like I'm so young.
I know. You know? Oh my God, this is a scary, I can't. Jen.
And that's
this
in
like,
me. No, that's in me. Look.
This is like going to freak me out.
That's, I know. But I've always, even before that, though, I love that saying that you should die trying. It doesn't mean that you should like
try dying.
I'm gonna be an idiot and be a bull rider. It means if you have not done all the stuff that you want
to do
when you are 95, die learning to ride a horse. Like be on that horse when you kick over and die.
That's
where we're at. Like do that. Like don't look back. Who cares?
Who
can't
cares?
Do anything about it.
Yeah, I don't know what stops. Sometimes I feel like I've talked to people who I feel like are, I'm like, man, you've got so much potential. You've got so much to do. And potential is a terrible word. What I'm saying is like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you try something and you're terrible at it. Like if you go take a painting class and your painting is awful, first of all, it's all subjective, really, based on the eye of the beholder.
True.
But if you've got a crappy painting, who cares?
Yeah.
I promise the experience was so fun.
You know what's,
and you're cooler because you took a painting class.
That's right. Because you know what's better than skill? Blind confidence.
Blind confidence. I say that all the time.
Just lie to yourself about whatever
absolutely.
You need.
And buy all the shit. It makes you feel cool. I'll tell you, I have state school education and what do you call it? What's it called? When you go to a fancy school?
Ivy League?
Ivy League confidence.
Well, that's so that brings us to our next podcast topic that you'll have to listen to next week, which is we're going to get thong bikinis.
That's it. Do we have a mom box?
Oh, well, we have a hot flash.
Oh, we have a hot flash.
Hot flash, hot flash. Hot flash. I'm going to show you this magazine and you're going to shit your pants because it goes through all the restaurants that
like
are like
you
buy
need
them.
To shit your pants.
No, because I do need to shit my pants, honestly.
Okay.
Okay. So this is a hint about what's coming up next month and it's a full color one when he's
Holy
on the cover.
Holy moly.
That's my father-in-law when he was like,
oh my God, he's so hot. It's so uncomfortable. How old is he there?
Well, it's 43. He's 40. That's 43
years
ago.
Doesn't 43 then look so different than 43 now?
Yeah.
Like a little bit? Like,
well, because
it's the hair, too, because he's gray. But he looks like a gray Burt Reynolds.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Like if Burt Reynolds ran 100 miles a week. Like
he is fit as a fiddle. What's up?
Ken is our hot flash.
Hi, Ken.
Leo. He's also a Leo. And he is a guy who he's been writing books for as long as he's been running, and he has a book that's getting published. He has books that have been published, but he's starting another book, and he is 83. What did you find?
How weird is this?
What? Oh my gosh, you guys, on the opposite page, there's a story about a guy named Jeff Hensley.
How weird is that? Do you want to know how often I see the name Hensley? Never.
That's
never.
Means you guys are meant to be together.
I mean, if Ken wants to invite me to something and I could meet some of my waspy East Coast, I never thought they would make it to the East Coast. Is there a chance? Is there a chance that my people have gone over that far?
Can
That's amazing.
There's also a list of who's going to be at that.
Well, this
that?
Is 20. This is old. I've missed the party. Was I
know.
Even born?
Well, let's look up Jeff Geoff. Hensley. He's got to be on Facebook.
Way.
But I was going to show you where they have a list of who's coming up at the Tarrytown Theater, which we performed at.
My mom's name is Terry.
Well, we performed at the Tarrytown Theater.
I know. It was really fun.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's one of my favorite spaces. It's like a little, it's like one of the oldest theaters we've ever performed in, I believe, because it used to be a church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was right down the street, but you got to look this magazine.
It's such a great little neighborhood. I would live there in a heartbeat.
It is just trippy. It's so hilarious. But anyways, Ken McAdams still write. He just started a new book, so keep doing
him.
It. No, none of us are getting old. We're just getting
Ken, I'll call
hotter.
You. I'll call you. What's up, TBD?
I think we podcasted.
We did. Bye.
Bye.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.